Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you, too. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Mitchell's here, too. Jack's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He is an extraordinary business owner. The things that he and his family have done are just incredible examples of, in my opinion, the American dream, if nothing else. And he's also become an outstanding author and an outstanding speaker on a very important topic to me and to him and to his customers, and that's about how to love up your customers, how to make sure they know that you care about them and that you want them to come back. And he's the hug your customer guy, and he's our good friend Jack Mitchell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be back with you and your entire team.
It's good to have you back, Jack, as always. Jack, I actually invoke the name of the Mitchell family a lot of times. Whenever I'm moving around talking to people, and in the topic of a family-owned business, a growing family-owned business, a family business that's you know, adding new resources and taking advantage of new opportunities and changing, you know, maybe even changing names and everything. You guys have really got it going on, and I know you've told my audience about the story of your mother and father starting the business back in the 50s, and how now you and your brother are running it, and now you got children, you know, third, fourth generation involved in the company, but the Mitchell family business truly is a classic example of the American dream, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, I pinched myself here in Connecticut this morning, just thinking about it and thinking back. Always, I'm always thrilled and excited to tell our story because, and I tell the story all the time because you can see it and feel it. Our customers can feel it. Our vendors and our bankers and our attorneys can feel it. I mean, we're a family business, as you said, Jim, that my mom and dad started in 1958. They were in their mid 50s. My brother and I really took
what
over.
What was their motivation for starting the business?
They just, you know, they had.
What was their background? In their 50s, what had been their background?
Dad had been a commuter from the Westport to New York City, which is about an hour.
What did he do?
He had been in the advertising, marketing business, but he never had really felt that he had made a mark and had been successful. And he worked for somebody else and was always doing things. Sometimes, candidly, if I recall back, he didn't feel comfortable sometimes doing the value system of wherever.
Well, there was a lot of manipulation back in those days.
And, you know, and we all know, you know, look at the challenges we faced in the last 3 or 4 years of manipulation.
Yeah.
So when you have your own business, he felt he could do that. And so one day he hopped off the train in his mid-50s with my mom, and my mom and dad started this little store in Westport, Connecticut, you know, 800 square feet, three suits and a dream and a coffee pot that mom, you know, had at home that she brought to the store and served coffee as a symbol of being friendly and welcoming people into your home.
So the first two employees were mom and pop.
Exactly. The third one was my grandmother, who was our first seamstress tailor. And then my brother Bill helped out. He was still in high school. I was a freshman in college. And we all helped. It was from the beginning, it was a family affair, but clearly run by my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad started it, and they're the founders and so forth. And then my brother Bill and I glued the business because, remember, they were in their late 50s, mid-50s, and all of a sudden. So we glued that business in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And then during all that period, we were blessed with seven sons. We have four. My wife Linda and I have four. Bill and his wife Sue have three. And we could see that.
No daughters?
No daughters. We have granddaughters.
Yeah.
You know, but
interesting. Interesting.
Now,
so now those guys, many of those sons work in the business. What a great story. And your father and mother lived long enough to see the extension of their dream, didn't they?
They did. My dad actually lived longer than my mom, and My dad lived until almost 99, and so he could feel and see the family growing within the family business and how much the family, and then, of course, non-family, which is a huge, wonderful issue
right.
in the family business. How do you bring in great people that are never going to own the business or feel part of that?
And you know, from a practical standpoint, you know, I'm saying this with my tongue somewhat in my cheek here, Jack. You know, I'm sure he was watching you and your brother working hard. And he's thinking, retirement program, all right. I'm just saying, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. Jack Mitchell's our guest, folks. Isn't that a great America? Doesn't that make you feel good? And not only that it happened in the 50s, but it's still going on today. In the second decade of the 21st century, this family-owned business that was started all those years ago, still going on. The family's still running it. I've been there, folks. It's a cool place. 20 Till. We'll be right back with Jack Mitchell. More to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.